Hello, everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of February 4th through 10th, 2013. This week saw the spotlight hit Japan for four continents in Osaka, and it was all about the hard jumps and also occasionally about the messes. In the ladies, for instance, Mao Asada finally landed the triple axel again in a flawless short that got her a 9-point lead, even when everyone else in the top eight landed a clean triple toe, except Gracie Gold, went for triple flip, triple toe, turned out of it, and put a hand down on her Lutz. Then, in the free, Asada went for the triple axel again, didn't fully rotate it, went for the triple flip, triple loop, didn't fully rotate that either, went for double axel, triple toe, same result, and then doubled the sal cow, but still had the highest tariff, so when she looked good doing all this and totaled 205.45, winning wasn't a problem. It was, in fact, a sweep for Japan. Akiko Suzuki and Kanako Murakami went 2-3 with clean short and stayed there. In second, Suzuki had just wanted a better skate than last week, and she got that. Her long was great outside an axel combination that didn't really happen. Though Murakami, like Asada, had a visible big error in her free, in her case a popped axel, and then three partial downgrades. But the only one who came close to unseating even Murakami was Christina Gao, who skated clean in the short but fell on her Lutz in the free. She was fifth in the segment and had to hold on to fourth ahead of Zijin Lee, who was tenth in the short with only a triple toe, double toe, but came back with a free that made up for two partial downgrades with a triple flip, triple toe, the night's only successful triple triple. She finished fifth. The other North American girls fared worse. Gold in her free fell on a partially underrotated loop, popped her second Lutz to lose a combo, and stepped out of a lip to finish sixth. Caitlin Osman fell on a flip in the short, then did a free that started with a triple toe, single toe, and continued with a fall, a double, and a step out to finish seventh. And Agnes Sawadzki fell on the axel in her short again. Then her free had some doubles, a singled axel, and a fall on a partially underrotated sal cow to finish eighth. The men's competition, meanwhile, saw over a dozen clean quads, quite a few messes, and a huge surprise atop the results. Sadly, the messes pretty much included both of the duo home skaters who were supposed to spar for the gold atop the rest of the field. Daisuke Takahashi, who arrived with the new Moonlight Sonata short because he thought his last short wasn't pleasing the judges enough, and new boots he'd had only a week to break in, fared especially badly. He started with a step out in his quad and a fall on his axle in the short, continued with the free where he failed to rotate either quad or a second axle, which he also fell on when he'd already turned out of the first, so no combo, or his Lutz, and finished seventh. Hanyu wasn't quite so disastrous. With Takahashi thus out, he even won the short despite doing a single triple, and he landed the quad toe in both programs, but then he doubled the quad salka on the free, where he still doesn't have the stamina, especially when lack of it contributed to a pop Lutz near the end. Still, it was nearly good enough to win. If only because Dennis Ten melted down yet again to prove a non-factor in 12th, Ross Minor was a more surprising struggler, badly popping quad sal cow in both programs and combining it with a popped axle to finish down in 9th. The other two American guys landed almost all their quads, but after laying the combo in the free, Richard Dornbusch fumbled out of his solo quad 2, popped his axle and had a hand down in the short and 2 in the free, while Max Aaron crashed on his axle in the short, where he only did a quad double. Though he was close enough to clean the free to finish 2nd in the segment and climb up to 4th, Dornbusch, the third after the short, came in half a point below him in 5th. Also because Nan Song, though he had a great short with a quadruple, had a few too many small errors in the free and finished 6th, and Taki Komura similarly landed a couple of jumps too close to the board, including his quadruple in the short, and all in all combined too many small errors with a popped Lutz, he finished 8th. But then there was Kevin Reynolds. He didn't start out too auspiciously in the short. He went for quad toe and sal cow, rotated neither, and finished 6th. But the free, he rotated everything. Quad sal cow, quad triple, triple axel, triple toe, back half quad, everything. And when he made no other kinds of errors either, he broke 90 in the tech score, 170 in the segment, and surged ahead and made up a 9-point deficit to Sha Kanyu and everyone else with him, 250.55 to 246.38. Bronze went narrowly to a very surprised Han Yan, who was second in the short after landing a clean quad, and in the free underrotated and fell on it hard, aggravating his shoulder, which got him anxious, got through the rest with only one step out, but not very well, was actually fifth in the segment behind both Aaron and Dornbusch, but stayed ahead of the former by half a point. Even the ice dance had a bit of an unfortunate incident. The short dance went well enough. Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer hit their levels slightly better than Meryl Davis and Charlie White and got half a point lead out of that. Then the free dance, both teams gave their all, and Virtue and Moyer maybe gave a little too much, and the results were truly breathtaking to watch, except when Virtue's legs started cramping up and they had to stop and pause for 2 minutes to confer with their coaches. They eventually resumed and were even allowed to do the lift they aborted while stopping, but it took its toll on the last part of the program, and it didn't help that they only got level 3 steps to level 4 everything else, while Davis and White got level 4 on one of the step sequences too, and they ceded the gold to the Americans, 187.36 to 184.32. The rest of the top five were pretty spectacular too, with Madison Chuck and Evan Bates in the short combined higher tariff and higher presentation scores to take the lead over both Maya and Alex Shibutani and Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier, and they proved better than Virtue and Moir at holding on to it, though in the free, their tariff was the weakest and they were fifth in the segment, while Gillis and Poirier, like Davis and White, got 7 out of 8 possible level 4s to come in third in the segment, but couldn't move up from fifth when the Shibutanis outperformed them soundly and came within half a point of the podium. The pair started out with only 8 entries, with not only Wen Jingsui and Kong Han, but even Qing Pang and Jian Tong out, and the Chinese having only named one substitute. And then hours before the competition, Alexis Kimeka and Christopher Kniram pulled out and flew home out of concern for a pain she developed in her right foot after landing in Japan. Of the remaining 7 pairs, there were the top 2 Canadian teams, and then there was everyone else. Megan Duhamel and Eric Radford ended up taking it on the strength of their short program lutzes. They landed side-by-sides and throw in a very, very good short in which they broke 70. They got tense and cracked slightly in the free, but the side-by-side lutzes weren't as successful, and she singled the middle jumps of their triple salchow double-toe-double-toe, which actually had Kirsten Mortowers and Dylan Moskovich with their more or less clean toe sequence and solo salchows to take the segment over them when they broke 130. But while the latter had also skated clean in the short, in the free, she fell on a throw loop. So they didn't win the free by enough, and Duhamel and Radford stayed ahead 199.18 to 196.78. They were the first non-Chinese to win since 2006. Marissa Castelli and Simon Schnapier were third in both segments as well as overall, but not by much ahead of Alicia Zhang and Nate Bartholomé. Both teams fell on their throws in the short, then Zhang and Bartholomé fell on their triple lutz again in the free. Castelli and Schnapier landed salchows in the short, and both teams did toes in the free, where Castelli and Schnapier only did a throw double axel again, even as they talked of the throw quad salchow at Worlds, and he singled out their intended double axel double toe combo as well. But of the pairs that could have challenged the Americans, Paige Lawrence and Rudy Swigers were taken out in the short by falls on fully downgraded toes and a throw let, though they landed that throw in the free with only 2 small errors. And Cheng Pang and Hao Zhang doubled their toes in a drilly messy short and had equally bad side-by-sides in the free, as well as a random fall from her after the quad twist. They were lucky to hold on to fifth ahead of the Canadian number 3s. It was, of course, the big chance for plenty of skaters to reach the tech score minimum for Worlds, but though they left all the other minimums throughout the season unchanged, maybe the ISU acknowledged the Worlds minimums were a little high. Or maybe Mr. Ching Quanta just got some persuasion from Prince Albert of Monaco, whose men's representative was just a little short of those minimums. But in any case, they've lowered them for 3 of the disciplines. The men actually get the biggest boon, with their free skate minimum taken down to 60 from 65, while their short minimum goes from 35 to 32. After that, the pairs got 4 points off their minimums in both programs, going from 28 and 45 to 24 and 41. The ladies get 2 points off, from 28 and 48 to 26 and 46. The ice dance minimums of 29 and 39 alone remain unchanged. The injury front actually bears generally good news. First, more details came out on Adam Rippon's 11th hour withdrawal from Four Continents. Turns out he injured his ankle Saturday and is expected to fully recover. Meanwhile, Caitlin Weaver and Fabian Borza have both returned to the ice, raising the hope that the latter especially will be ready in time for Worlds. Nathalie Pechela even cut short her French TV commenting gig for Four Continents to get back to Detroit. On the other hand, Valentin Pisiv made Evgeny Plushenko's being out of Worlds official, but then we pretty much knew that one was happening already. He's now saying there will be a mass skate-off for Worlds at next week's Russian Cup final, where it sounds like all 4 of Sergei Voronov, Konstantin Menshov, Maxim Kovtun, and Artur Gazinski will be expected to skate for their spot. Alina Leonova too spoke about this upcoming unusually important final, saying she took a very short time after Nationals to train in St. Petersburg with old coach Ella Piatova and work with a psychologist, and she thinks considering her own circumstances, it was just as well she sat out Europeans. She'll be going back to last year's program, and even if she doesn't earn her trip to Worlds, she wants to at least skate her programs clean because she hasn't managed that all season. Artur Gazinski, too, was interviewed, in which he said he didn't work with any psychologist, but merely got his skates fixed so they won't cause his legs to swell anymore. Russia took their sweet time naming their junior world team, but they finally did just before the whole darn roster came out. Not all those listed have yet met those tech minimums, but there are 49 ladies, 41 men, 20 ice dance teams, and 17 pairs submitted. For the singles, Russia submitted Maxim Kovtun and Nikol Gosviani only as alternates. For their entries, they followed their junior nationals results as age rules allowed, which means Mikhail Kolyada and Alexander Samarin are their contenders for the men's field, where Han Yan is currently listed, as is the previously injured He Zhang. Otherwise, the men's roster is as expected. While Valena Radionova and Yulia Lipnitskaya and Apogorelia with them head the ladies' field, which also, interestingly, contains Nathalie Weinzierl, even though she earned her way to senior worlds with her 9th place European finish, but Lauren Lecavier represents France instead of Anae Vantard. Alexandra Stepanova and Ivan Bukin did indeed get their bye into the ice dance, were winning the title, finally got Valerie Zinkova and Valerie Sinitsyn in after they were snubbed last year, Evgeny Kosygina and Nikolai Murashkin rounding that team out. But in the pairs, Vasilisa Davenkova and Andre Deputat, like Covetin and Gasviani, are only alternates. With top three, Lina Fedorova and Maxime Marushkin, Evgenia Tarasova and Vladimir Morozov, and Kamila Gennadyeva and Yvonne Beach all reaping the benefits of their finishes. Russia wasn't the only country to match their pairs entries to those who showed up to junior nationals last week. The one Polish spot went to Marcelina Lech and Jacob Tyke. But in other carryover news, Lindsay Davis and Mark Ledwig have confirmed their split, publicly wishing each other very well. She seems to be looking for a new partner, while he is described as exploring his options, though the reporting on both their plans is kind of ambiguous. Kylan Dahlmer and Shane Fyris are also confirmed, by both being on ice partner search, and a couple more lower-ranked splits have also been reported, including last year's American Youth Olympics representative Caitlin Belt and Michael Johnson. He has a profile up on ice partner search, in which he reveals himself to be open to switching to dance. Speaking of Nathalie Weinzierl, in order to further solidify her position as current top German lady, she faced off against Sarah Hecken this week at the Bavarian Open in Oberstdorf, the bigger of the two Senior B competitions taking place in Europe this week. As the two of them went 1-2 in the senior ladies, she trounced her in both programs. With her total of 157.42, she beat her by 10 points. The two of them were fairly close in the short program, where neither was quite perfect, but Weinzierl opened up a gap in the free, where she had only minor trouble on a loop while Hecken popped a flip. Nicole Rechikova took a close bronze for Slovakia. Her short was actually slightly cleaner than those of the two Germans, but in her free, she popped a loop and doubled a toe. There were so many junior ladies, they were divided into two groups, both of which were led by two more German girls after the short, but while the first was held firmly by a dominating Maria Katharina Herkeg, in the second, short program winner Jennifer Parker dropped behind Bahia Talib and Ai Vantar, causing them to go 1-2 in a surprising order. But the biggest name in the Bavarian Open was Nobunori Oda, who won the senior men's competition, but he didn't have the easiest time of it. In the short, he fell on a partially unrotated quad, and then his combo didn't happen either, and he was beaten by countryman Kento Nakamura, even when he fell on his lutz. But he came back charging in the free, letting quad and quad double, doubled a loop later but was great otherwise, shot over 20 points out of Nakamura to a winning 250.80 total. Nakamura acquitted himself well, though, was close to clean in a free without a quad, but with two triple axels, and he was the only one besides Oda to pull that off, and he won silver by an even bigger margin. Bronze, on the other hand, was tight, with home skater Paul Fence getting third with the only clean short to include a triple axel, and then in his fifth place free among other smaller errors, he landed one axel but popped another to lose a combo, but he held on by a little less than a point ahead of Romain Ponsar, who'd been fifth after the short where he landed a quad triple, then fell on a double axel and fumbled a lutz as well. Then the free rotated the quad again for the highest tariff after Oda, but that quad wasn't clean, nor were either of his axels, and both triples in his triple flip loop triple Saukow were partially downgraded. As well as fourth overall, he is fourth in the segment behind Israeli skater Alexei Baitenko, who skated a clean free, but he didn't try the triple axel in either program, and while seventh place short was more or less clean too, he simply didn't do enough to finish higher than fifth. The Germans took silver and bronze in the junior men too, though gold was taken by Ukrainian Ivan Pavlov by some way. Six senior pairs competed. With a total of 182.87, Xenia Stobova and Fedor Klimov won easily, but like Weinzierl, they were tailed closely after the short by countrymen Yulia Antipova and Nodari Maizaradze, with both teams going for the same elements, including throw triple lutzes. Stobova and Klimov were slightly rougher on the twist, but Antipova and Maizaradze were much rougher on the toes. But Stobova and Klimov had no such problems with the throw lutz, the three jump, or anything else in their free, while Antipova and Maizaradze, though they landed the throw lutz and managed Salchow, struggled with their toes and lost their sequence. For the home team, Mari Vartman and Aaron Van Cleve were unchallenged for the bronze, though none of their side-by-sides quite worked out. They'd end up with triple toes, single toes, and double Salchows in the free. They did double twists and easier throws. There were four junior pairs. Annabelle Proles and Ruben Blomiart won by a large margin. The event actually isn't finished yet. The ice dance competitions conclude tomorrow. Penny Coombs and Nicholas Buckland have a huge leading margin in the senior competition following the short dance, where they hit level 3 steps, level 4 everything else, and got for them a whopping 64.07. Below them in second, on the other hand, Isabella Tobias and Devi Destudnias suffered a weak level spread, literally just hit the tech score they needed to qualify for Worlds, and would have been third if Alitalians Lorenz Alessandrini and Simon Vaturi hadn't had an extended lift. And they were also tailed by Tina Kolbe and Stefano Caruso. Sofia Sefors and Francisco Fioretti themselves have a comfortable lead after the short dance in the juniors. The Dragon Trophy in Ljubljana, Slovenia, was a small singles-only event, and both senior competitions proved Spanish victories. The Sonia Lafuente had to hold on the strength of her short program. Even there, she stepped out of her flip, but everyone else had far worse errors. Her free was real trouble. She doubled three of her five triples, fell on one of the other two, and singled an axel, losing the segment to home skater Dusa Grimm. But Grimm herself had a singled lutz and axel and doubled flip, and in her third place short, she'd singled her axel and partially under-rotated and fallen on her flip, so with 136 even, Lafuente still remained nearly 7 points ahead of her. Silver wasn't a problem for Grimm, though, if only because Italian skater Giada Russo, who'd been second in the short despite a disastrous sal count, was sixth in the free with one barely clean triple, two combos, and three downgrades, one major. She dropped to fourth, leaving bronze to German Miname Hamashiro, who had been sixth after the short with a way under-rotated double in her combo, but the free had only a partially downgraded double in her three jump as well as a doubled sal count. Though that made her other triple sal cow her hardest jump. Javier Rea had no such difficulty beating the other five senior men. Even with a pop flip and partially downgraded triple axel in his short, he landed the competition's only clean one in the free, where despite a popped loop and a couple other glitches, he was much cleaner. And at 192.05, he won by nearly 25 points over another Spaniard, Felipe Montoya, who skated a clean and easy short and was second on the strength of it, though doubling a flat, singling out a combo, and struggling on a flip left him third in the free to Italian Saviero Giacomelli, who himself, among other glitches, doubled loop, singled an axel, and fell in a partially under-rotated loop, but managed to climb up from the last place he'd been in after a short with both triples partially downgraded and invalidated spin to bronze, when countryman Antonio Panfili, who was initially third after the short, had a complete disaster for free with three falls, two downgrades, one major, two combos, and no triple without some issue, dropping to fifth. The junior events were both won by Italians Caterina Andermarcher and Carlo Vittorio Palermo. And for upcoming events, the Junior Worlds roster wasn't the only one released, so was the roster for the Challenge Cup in The Hague. The senior roster includes 30 ladies, including Carolina Kostner and Victoria Helgeson, 23 men, or possibly just 21, with two blanked unconfirmed Armenian entries, including Takiko Kazuka and Brian Joubert, and eight pairs, including Vartman and Van Cleve, and Vanessa James and Morgan Cypress. But more unfortunate news, after pursuing her old agency, Oksana Baiul is now suing NBC and Nissan Sports and Entertainment, saying they used her name to promote the 2012 Improv Ice and Unforgettable Moments of Love on Ice without her agreeing to skate in the shows, and she's worried fans got mad because they thought she'd be in them. They deny using her name, with Steve Nissan saying her agent did call them in July of 2011 and ask for a gig, and they overlooked her past behavior and offered her spots in those two shows. Then 3 weeks later, her agent called back and said she didn't want to do it. When attempts to contact her, had her email him to say stop calling, he did, and they never said publicly that she'd even been considered until now. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.